KJAN Sports. It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. A few high school basketball matchups around the area on your Monday night. In girls' hoops, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Kemper Catholic, 62-49. Clark beating Bedford 51-40. Lamoni beat Orient Maxburg 49-28. ADM over Coon Rapids Bayard by a final of 70-24. In boys basketball on Monday night, it was Bedford over Clark 77-68. Clarinda Academy topping Tri-Center 69-66, while Lamoni beat Orient Maxburg by a final of 61-39 last night. Well, Kansas has returned to number one in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll following Gonzaga's loss to Tennessee. The Jayhawks received 57 first-place votes from a 65-person media panel, despite struggling to get past New Mexico State on Saturday. Number two, Duke, received 4 first-place votes, with number three, Tennessee, number four, Gonzaga, number five, Michigan, and number six, Virginia, getting 1 each. Nevada, Auburn, Michigan State, and Florida State round out this week's top 10. Iowa checks in at number 22 in this week's poll. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm says Lindell Wigginton and Solomon Young may be in uniform Saturday when the Cyclones play Drake. Wigginton has missed 9 games with an injured foot, and Young has been out with a groin injury. Prohm says both of them will go through a non-contact workout today.
And then on Wednesday, in the half court, when we do half court live segments, Wednesday, if everything stays status quo the way it is right now, they'll be able to go in the half court, not up and down, but they'll be able to go live contact in the half court and then evaluate them from there.
Prohm says both would be welcome additions.
Lindell obviously brings a lot of experience and great scoring punch for our team and another playmaker. And then Solomon, you know, when he's healthy, it gives us the enforcer around the basket that we need. He's a guy I think, we missed the other night at Iowa. It just some toughness and physicalness around the basket.
Prohm says when they return, the way that playing minutes are doled out will have to change.
Like I told all the guys, it's what do you do with the minutes you get, to get more minutes the next game. But we just got to stay selfless. I mean, that's the number one thing. We just can't let selfishness, and the disease of me creep into the team. Because if we don't, I like this team a lot. I like our ability.
Again, that game coming up with Drake on Saturday. Well, Rick Fox has resigned after 5 seasons as the football coach at Drake. Fox compiled a 33-22 record with the FCS Bulldogs, including a 7-4 mark this past season, which ended with a 27-24 road loss to then number 24 Iowa State. He was 28-12 in Pioneer Football League play. Fox, in a statement on Monday, said, "My wife Julie and I felt that this is the right time for us as a family and the right time for Drake football for me to step away from being the head coach at Drake University." He said the 11 years here, including the last 5 as head coach, have been incredibly rewarding. Fox spent 6 seasons on Drake's staff as an assistant under Chris Creighton before taking over as the head coach. Defensive coordinator Todd Stepsis was named interim coach. Athletic director Brian Harden said he would conduct a national search for Fox's replacement. Iowa State has added Oklahoma State quarterback and graduate transfer John Kohler to the mix. Kohler, who's the older brother of Iowa State tight end Charlie Kohler, committed to the Cyclones during a visit to campus this past weekend. Iowa State adds Kohler to a quarterback room that includes current starter and freshman Brock Purdy, redshirt freshman Rial Mitchell, and incoming freshman Easton Dean. The Cyclones will graduate Kyle Kemp at season's end. Zeb Noland and Devin Moore both left the program to transfer. Well, the Morningside football team leaves today for Daytona Beach, Florida, and Saturday's NAIA National Championship game against Benedictine of Kansas. The Mustangs lost in overtime in the 2012 title game, and Coach Steve Ryan says that experience should help him get this team prepared.
Just in terms of understanding, all the show that kind of goes with it and the distraction it's going to be for the players and what you need to do to try to relax them and maybe get them focused on the right things.
Ryan wants his team to enjoy all the activities scheduled this week while remaining focused on the game.
And by and large, I believe they understand that. I mean, they've worked hard to get to this point, and they know how important it is. The other issue is just, it's a national championship game in Daytona Beach, Florida, so there is just natural distraction that goes with it.
Ryan says he's not concerned about all the possible distractions this week.
One of the things that's unique about Daytona as opposed to maybe many of the other small college national championship sites, is there is a lot to do. And friends and families will come to Daytona, and, you know, the place does have an attraction to it. So, yeah, we're going to have to be careful with how we work that, but at the same time, you want the guys to enjoy the trip down there.
After playing several games in foul weather, including heavy snow and a semifinal round victory over St. Francis of Indiana, the forecast for temperatures in the 60s and 70s is certainly a welcome change.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's surprising, you know, that we've had a number of bad weather games, and we've had our fill of snow. We're ready for sunshine.
Morningside will try to become the first Iowa team to win a small college national title since Grandview claimed the 2013 NAIA championship. Well, kickoff returns are down about 20% in the first year of a new NCAA rule that gives the receiving team possession at its 25-yard line if a fair catch is made anywhere between the goal line and the 25. According to NCAA figures provided to the Associated Press on Monday, kick return men in the football bowl subdivision made fair catches on about one of every 10 kickoffs they received between the goal line and the 25. That rule was implemented to enhance players' safety. Kick returns have been shown to have a higher injury rate compared with other types of plays because of the likelihood of high-speed player collisions. Of the 9,079 kickoffs in the regular season, 41.2% were returned. That's down from 51.2% at this point last season. With the new rule, there was a fair catch on 11% of kicks fielded between the goal line and the 25. That figure is similar to what was reported at mid-season. Rules officials have said they expected more fair catches because of the automatic spot at the 25. The rate of balls kicked into or through the end zone for touchbacks was the same as last year at 43%. The fair catch figures were generated by reports submitted to the NCAA by game officials. NCAA Coordinator of National Officials Roger Redding has said that the Football Rules Committee probably will consider more changes to kickoff rules next year with the objective of reducing returns or making them less likely to result in injury. Well, the Seattle Seahawks are on the doorstep of the postseason following their fourth straight win. A blocked field goal and a fumble return sparked the Seahawks to a 21-7 win over the Minnesota Vikings last night. Seattle led just 6-0 when Bobby Wagner provided the block midway through the fourth quarter to set up Chris Carson's 2-yard scoring run with 2:53 remaining. Just 18 seconds later, Justin Coleman brought back a fumble 29 yards for the game-clinching touchdown. The Seahawks improved to 8-5 and finished with 214 yards rushing, led by 90 yards from Carson and 61 from Russell Wilson. The ground game made up for a quiet passing attack as Wilson threw for just 72 yards on 10 of 20 passing. The Vikings had first and goal at the Seattle 4, but turned the ball over on downs with 9:06 remaining. Kirk Cousins threw for 208 yards and didn't get the Vikings into the end zone until his 6-yard scoring toss to Dalvin Cook with a minute 10 left to play. The Vikings dropped to 500 at 6-6-1, but they still hold the second NFC wild card berth. Elsewhere around the league, Reggie McKenzie was the NFL Executive of the Year less than 2 years. Now he's unemployed today. The Oakland Raiders have fired McKenzie, who was in his seventh season as the team's general manager. The Raiders seemed like contenders when they went 12-4 in 2016, but they find themselves 3-10 this season after compiling a 6-10 record last year. McKenzie's status was in doubt ever since Coach John Gruden was given a 10-year contract last January to take charge of the football operation for the Raiders. McKenzie's influence had waned since then as the Raiders cut ties with several of the players he had acquired, most notably edge rusher Khalil Mack and receiver Amari Cooper. A person familiar with the negotiation says the Kansas City Royals and outfielder Billy Hamilton have agreed to a $5.25 million contract for next season that includes up to $1 million in incentives. Hamilton was the everyday center fielder for the Reds last season, but he was not tendered a contract for 2019. Although a lifetime 236 hitter, he stole at least 50 bases 4 straight seasons before dipping to 34 last season. In the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia over Detroit 116-102. Indiana beat Washington 109-101. Boston over New Orleans 113-100. Milwaukee over Cleveland 108-92. Sacramento topping Chicago 108-89. Oklahoma City beat Utah 122-113. Dallas over Orlando 101-76. The LA Clippers beat Phoenix in overtime 123-119. Denver over Memphis 105-99. Golden State a winner over Minnesota 116-108. The LA Lakers 108-105 winners over Miami. In the National Hockey League, it was Pittsburgh in a shootout, 2-1 over the New York Islanders. Tampa Bay beat the New York Rangers 6-3. Detroit over the LA Kings 3-1. And San Jose 5-2 winners over New Jersey. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.